will cost down to the dollar without even having to come in and visit us. Just go to surgerycenteratpelham.com and you'll see our cost estimator tool right there on the homepage. All you have to do is choose which procedure you're planning on having and enter your insurance information. We'll give you the exact cost, no hidden fees, just an honest, straightforward, and transparent price. All a few clicks away. It's just one more way we're looking to improve our patients' experience. To find out if you're a qualified candidate or to get your price estimate, visit surgerycenteratpelham.com today.
ACD Sports in Eastleigh says congrats to the Clemson Tigers. Our Clemson fan shop on Highway 123 in Eastleigh is loaded with a huge variety of national championship t-shirts, caps, magnets, flags, drinkware, license plates, and everything you need to show that pride and love for our national champion, Clemson Tigers. Visit our store and see our selection before you buy online. Buy local right here with Clemson fans like you. The Clemson Fan Shop at ACD Sports in Eastleigh on Highway 123 in the Hamrick Shopping Center.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation? 654-7627. 654-7627. We have a ton of things to get to on today's show. I will not be on tomorrow. So if you want to get in on the NFL playoffs, which we will cover in depth today, you are welcome to do so. We will cover Clemson, South Carolina, Clemson and South Carolina basketball today as well. I want to talk some about the quarterbacks around college football for the 2019 season. In addition to that, we have a new segment that will be starting today that we sort of put together really back at the start of football season, but I just didn't think we'd be able to use it in football season. It's just not enough time. But with college football having ended, I think we'll introduce it today. And it's simply going to be Roadrageous Moments from Sports History. Roadrageous Moments from History. So we'll introduce that later today. And really, I had picked the first segment for this months ago. So this is a segment that we had really prepared. I changed one thing in it today, though. I'm using a different clip, a more extended version, because I think it's worthy of it. Because I think the moment that you're going to, the episode, the moment you're going to hear from Sports History today was one of the I think maybe one of the 10 greatest moments in sport history. So you'll hear that today. Again, lots to get to. We had more quarterbacks enter the transfer portal. The transfer portal. And that is the two Texas backups, including Bouchel, two of the three. They're gone. So, every day brings more and more quarterbacks into free agency. But also I want to talk a little bit about the Eagles today. I heard an interesting a little conversation with Ray Dittinger, who's covered the Eagles forever, regarding their situation. I want to talk about that and what it means. But before we get going, before we get to Kevin on Oklahoma, here's the thing. The Arctic Blast, the NFL playoffs, Kansas City, coldest game ever. It'll be the coldest game ever in the history of football, coldest game ever in Kansas City. It's going to be an Arctic Blast. Temperatures are going to be zero. How is anybody going to survive, let alone play the game? Okay, now the new weather reports say it's going to be 25.
Disappointed. Even late.
I've been checking all day. It went from zero to six and then to 12 and then to 18. And now we're up at 25. I am so completely disappointed. This is why I don't care about weather.
See, it can still snow in 25.
Nah, but it's not going to. There's going to be a little bit of wind. That's all. This is why I hate weather. Because no offense, but you people tell me things all the time. It just aren't right. I mean, come on. You tell me Arctic Blast and the cold of the century and something, and then it's balmy by the time the game gets around.
Balmy. 25 like a heat
wave. Yeah, sure it is for Kansas City. It's like a heat wave. The only thing I can hope for is that it's at night, so at least there won't be any sunlight warmth. You know what I mean?
Oh, you still want it to be free.
I want it to be zero. Yes, heck yes, I want it to be zero. I'm not playing in it. I'm not there watching the game. I want it brutal. I want what we were promised.
Oh,
we were promised 0 degree temperatures. We were told, oh, cold. I want that. I want that. I don't want the Monday. And these two teams are used to playing in 25. 25. What's 25? I want the promised zero.
I want dropping the ball and falling all around slipping in the ice.
I want that promised 0 degree temperature. That's what I want. I want that historically cold game. One of these games that lives forever because of the conditions it's played in. Now I just got another game in Kansas City. One thing I don't understand, and I guess it reverts back to the timing of the original, of the last round. I don't know. But I don't know why they're playing the alleged 0 degree game at night and playing the game that's going to be played indoors early in the day.
That's a good point. I mean, if they were so scared about the weather, you'd think they would have reversed it.
Right.
It's coming.
Right. When you play the Arctic Blast game early so that you at least get the effects of the light and the warmth for whatever it is. I mean, the light and the warmth is probably when it's cold and there's a little light or sun or something, you don't feel so bad. When it's cold and there's no light or sun, then you feel bad.
It's worse.
Right. And so
they're obviously like you, though.
Yeah, but wouldn't you wouldn't start that game at 8 o'clock at night, that's the game you'd start at 3, and that the game that's indoors, you could play that game at midnight if you want to.
Yeah, you got somebody that's playing indoor. Does that take away from the game if they're playing indoors football?
Well, I think in some ways it does.
Does it?
I mean, it makes Drew Brees a different person. You know, his touchdown rate this year, he threw six times as many touchdowns in his home games as he did in his road games. So clearly it impacts him. I mean, there's no question about that. Now, Brady is a guy who's had to play in this weather his whole career, and Mahomes is obviously young in his career, but he's already faced the cold weather as well. So, you know, I don't think that if these new forecasts are right, and it's going to be 25 degrees, then I don't think you're going to see any impact on the game, or very little. But yeah, it just seems to me that if you're going to have a game that's potentially going to be played in Arctic conditions, as you know a game in Kansas City could be, why wouldn't you play that game in the daytime and the other game at night? I just, common sense wise, because the game is not affected by the weather, it's indoors. And I get where they are geographically, but I still think that it would have made more sense. I mean, because if this thing really was going to be 0 degrees, which again, now it's not allegedly going to be, unless they're wrong again. You know, maybe there's
opposite. They could be wrong the other way again.
Right, they could be wrong the other way again. They could still be completely wrong. But assuming that they're right, you know, this time, and now we're talking about like 25 degrees, you know, that sort of changes the whole equation. Because if you were talking about an Arctic blast game where the temperature is going to be zero, and you're starting that game at 8 o'clock at night, you're not very smart.
No, you know what I mean? If everybody be frozen.
Right. And there is that potential. I mean, even for the people in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, even for the comfort of the crowd, you know, it would make more sense.
They're not even doing anything but sitting there, and that would be bad.
Right. Dexter says common sense is uncommon. Right. I mean, you would think that if you know going in that, you know, one game is in a dome and the other game has the chance of extreme weather, you would think you would want to play that game in the daytime. You would think that would be a priority. Play that game in the daytime. No, not the way it's going to work. Let me tell you, Clemson basketball last night, really good performance. I thought Clemson would win and cover. I said 10 plus. The spread was 8. I didn't think it was going to be like a blowout. Obviously Clemson got off to a great start early. I think 14-0 at the start. And then at the start of the second half, when the game had closed to, was it 5 at the half? I think it was 35-30. At the start of the second half, Clemson went on a 6-0 run and again gained some separation. So the start of both halves, Clemson jumped out. But I think that what you saw last night was, first of all, I think it probably helped Clemson to go up against Syracuse and in that zone prior to this game. But even though this zone is run a little differently, but I think that Marquise Reed obviously got off to an incredible start. But the key is when your best player scores 30 points on 13 shots, you're going to win. I mean, you know, with rare. It's highly unlikely you're going to lose when your best player scores 30 points on 13 shots. I mean, that's as productive, as efficient as it gets. 13 shots should not earn you 30 points. When 13 shots earns you 30 points, you've had a career game. It's not just the points. Reed's had lots of other great scoring games. That's what he is. He's a scorer. But what he gave you last night was one of his best all-around games of his career. In fact, probably the best all-around game of his career. Didn't turn it over. Was insanely efficient. Put you ahead at the beginning. What do you have? 9 of the first 14, something of that sort. And so I thought, obviously, Marquise Reed was just sensational last night. And I thought Shelton Mitchell played well. And that's, I still think he's the whole key. I mean, if he plays well, now look, he didn't score and he only took like 5 shots and I don't know, 1 of 5, 2 of 5, whatever he was. But he had 9 assists with no turnovers. And that's the key. I mean, he played a great floor game and Clemson needed that. Needed that direction. 9 assists, no turnovers from your point guard, going to win you a lot of games. And so the backcourt combination played like you would hope this backcourt combination played. And Brad Brownell played him more minutes because he had some off time. So there's that. And then I think David Skara was enormously instrumental because Skara not only gave you some early offense and hit a couple of key threes. One, I thought when Georgia Tech was making a bit of a run, but what Scarra did is he took away the other team's best player, leading scorer, took him away. Didn't give him a chance, suffocated him in the second half, and that's the versatility and the importance of Scarra, is that he's so good defensively, and he can guard so many positions, and I think that's what you saw to him. That's what you saw to him. And I thought that was key. Elijah Thomas was in foul trouble much of the game. You know, that's fairly common. One of those things that you just, Brad Brownell has to deal with. But look, it really was, as we said yesterday, I hate defining games this early as must wins, but I sort of thought this one was. And I thought Clemson would win and take care of business, and they did. So that's a really good jumping off point. Obviously, you're going to go to Tallahassee. That's a really tough game, really tough place to play, all that length. That's not going to be easy. But I think you are feeling a little bit better about yourselves right now than you were. And again, you had such a difficult early league schedule that I just don't think you can make that much of it. I mean, if you ask yourself who's winning at Duke, especially when Duke is healthy, the answer is not many people. If you ask yourself who's winning at Syracuse, well, a few people have won at Syracuse early, but Syracuse is getting better. You can see it coming. I mean, Syracuse could well be a dangerous team by the time the NCAA tournament gets here. They have a lot of answers, and they have a lot of length. This could be Bayheim's best team in recent years. They're starting to play up to their capability. And then, you know, beating Virginia, to me, you can just forget it. I mean, I just think Virginia is elite, 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 elite. And so I don't know that anybody's beating Virginia. So, that was an insanely difficult start to the season. And, you know, I think in a way the season sort of started last night in terms of league play. And it's what you do moving forward. And you're still not going to get every one of them. This thing in Tallahassee, I need to think about. But I mean, on paper, it probably doesn't favor Clemson. But I think there's enough opportunity moving past here when the schedule gets easier to take advantage of it and to still build your case. I still think Clemson's an NCAA tournament team as long as Shelton Mitchell stays relatively healthy. I mean, as healthy as he can be. Yeah, because that's still my concern. We'll take a quick break. Kevin, you're up first as soon as we get back. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. And we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. And the best celebrity secret is body sculpting.
And no surgery. So what's better, Cindy? Cold sculpting or UltraShape?
Or Vella?
Well, really, they all are great, depending on you. And at Back to 30, we were voted best in the upstate for body sculpting for a reason. Because
we have it all.
Back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
Checking in with Jana Candler, Realtor Extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers.
It was her first concert, so we were nervous.
Well, Dad was.
And thanks to Total Wireless, we got her the phone she loved.
It's amazing.
On the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network for a lot less than you'd expect. Now we can always stay connected.
Does it have to be always, Dad?
Hey.
You got this with Total Wireless. Get the nation's largest and most dependable 4G LTE network for $25 per line for 4 lines. Available at Walmart for an everyday low price. Total Wireless, total confidence. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Join Clemson Marina at the Upstate Boat Show at the Greenville Convention Center, January 24th through 27th. See our 2019 Miranda pontoon and tri-toon boats powered by Yamaha outboards. And see our Monterey bow rider and ski boats and our Express all-aluminum fishing boats also powered by the reliable Yamaha outboards. We offer the Freedom Boat Club, which is the oldest and largest boat club in the nation, providing an affordable option to boat ownership and delivering a hassle-free recreational boating experience for its members. With over 2,000 late-model boats from coast to coast and over 175 locations, Freedom Boat Club has you covered. See why Clemson Marina is the ultimate location for all your boating needs with a full-service department, on-the-lake boat storage, boat rentals, new and used boats, and, of course, the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club at Clemson Marina, across the lake from Death Valley on the water.
No one's better than Walt's Neptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Is this a practical joke?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. Seconds from my heart.
Walt up to the Red Rage, we're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, it would have been Muhammad Ali's 77th birthday today. The greatest to ever do it. One of the greatest athletes to ever live. You know who was 97 today, Ramona? Not related to sports?
Who's that?
Betty White.
Is she 97, really?
97.
Good,
and she's still going strong. She's still going strong. I would have known the answer. Had that been a dead game question, I would have known the answer. That's one I would have known the answer to. I would have known Betty White is still alive.
Yes.
Now, the other day, Carol Channing died.
Yes.
She was also 97.
Yes.
I thought she died 40 years ago.
I did too. Maybe not 40, but yeah, I thought she was going a while.
I had no idea she was living. None. I barely know who she is, but I didn't know she was living. I certainly didn't know she was living. I'm sort of shocked. I thought I saw that in a headline like 20 years ago. Bzz, wrong answer. Well, it's right now. It's wrong now. Well, it depends what day you play the game.
That's true. That's a good point.
We're all moment by moment. Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, Will, how are you?
Hey, Kevin. Appreciate you getting in.
I want to get your take on what seems to be it's this bizarre story with this Spencer Rattler kid. I didn't really know much about it, to be completely honest with you. And I kind of, in an attempt to avoid doing actual work last night, started kind of snooping around to see what I could find about the kid. The story and how it's presented is absolutely nuts. I mean, there's no one is reporting as to what he actually did to be suspended. It was a code of a school policy.
Right.
And yet the entire school seems to have a lid on this thing. I mean, in 2019, they have this thing contained to where, you know, no one in the student body is talking about it. There's no, you know, leaked information. There's nothing. The dad kind of runs with the information saying, you know, he assures us all that we don't need to know what happened.
Yep.
But he's a great kid. He's got a 3.8. And it's not on his permanent record. And at the same time, this kid quit basketball after a state championship last year and is not an early enrollee because he wants to enjoy his spring. It just doesn't, none of it adds up for someone who's a five-star elite quarterback heading to Oklahoma. I mean, I would think that, you know, you're finishing up in December, you're getting there in January, you're getting in, you know, getting at least ahead of the curve to get in there and get reps. I'm starting to think Lincoln Riley may know, you know, what's eventually going to come out. I mean, not going to keep a lid on this thing forever. I mean, I don't know what the dad's thinking, but this is coming out. He's not going to put this in a closet somewhere to never show its face again. Or at minimum, I mean, Lincoln Riley is looking at this kid saying, okay, you don't want to be here in January because you want to enjoy your spring and your senior year. I mean, that's not the equation anymore.
But Kevin, don't you think if it was going to come out that it would have come out by now? I mean, I'm just thinking it's like, it's almost like it's already been swept under the rug. No one's asking the question. Yeah. I mean, I did. Yeah. I've asked it. You're asking it now. But who else is asking? I mean, that's the thing. Who else is asking?
I think as the calendar turns and it becomes more of a national story, especially with Hurts being there, you know, I mean, look at the running back from the Chiefs, Hunt. I mean, he thought that was done. These things have a way of circling back around, yeah. You know, when you're, you know, in the words of the great Tressel, misrepresenting the truth.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Look, I know that, look, I went back and read all those stories. This was months ago. We talked about it on air. And there really wasn't anything. It was a constant, it was just a constant rephrasing of, well, you know, it's really nothing. It wasn't a big deal. It's nothing. But again, when you're gone for a year, it's a big deal. I mean, when you're kicked off, it's a big deal. I mean, they don't kick a star quarterback off a football team because he smoked some weed. You know, I don't think so.
In a state, they're in the middle of a state championship run at this time. And the default original lie was, you know, he'll fake a knee injury.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're saying, you know, oh, let's go with knee injury, that's a better
option. What? Yeah, that's a really good point because I actually forgot about that. Remember that, Ramona? Remember there was the faux story? There was the story about, well, we'll say it was a knee injury or something. You're 100% right, Kevin. I had actually forgotten about that because it was so long ago since I originally looked at that story. But yeah, you're right. I mean, there was clearly something there. Whether it ever comes up again, I don't know. But you're 100% right in thinking that Lincoln Riley has to consider those elements. And at the very least, the one thing you get with Jalen Hurts is, you know, you're going to get a guy who's not going to be in trouble that will be there for you if you're forced into using him.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your take on it. I didn't know a lot about it. When I started reading, I was like, God, this story is just crazy. At minimum, I think Lincoln Riley may end up with buyer's regret bringing this kid on campus.
Yeah. You know, but again, if you watch him play, you understand why. I mean, he's just so gifted.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He really is Baker Mayfield 2.0. You know, he gives you all those same things and he's that loud rah-rah type of leader too. And there's a good and bad element of that, just like there was with Baker Mayfield. You know, I guess it just depends on what way he tips, you know?
Yeah. So, and just in terms of the Kansas City game, remember, somebody who got into NASA failed out, and they end up telling you the weather. So
that's
what we're left with.
Thank you, Kevin.
Have a great weekend.
Good job. Yeah, you know, look, I think that's by the way, Ramon, listen to this. Texter 828, Walt went to the 93 Buffalo versus Oakland AFC Championship game in January. Game time temp -2, windchill -28, set in engine bleachers, miserable. That's from Derek and Brevard. I bet it was. I mean, look, it's always worse on the fans. Because fans, you're not moving, you're sitting.
Standing. Right. Even if you're standing, you're not moving.
Right. It's one thing to be a player and to be active. Now, if you're a player who doesn't play and you're just sitting there, now you're probably sitting by
the
heaters and everything else. So, but yeah, when you're a fan, you don't have any of it.
That's when you want one of them boxes.
boxes.
The people that are rich and they have the boxes inside with the food and the heating.
Yeah. You know, because again, it's for fans, it's brutal. I mean, I've sat in some stadiums that were just incredibly cold over the course of my lifetime, but unfortunately, this isn't going to be one of them, apparently. Again, unless it changes, which there's still time. There's still time. It's Thursday. You know, they were progressively wrong. Maybe
it could be like 70 degrees by the time.
Well, see, that's the real fear.
I'd be just like every other day.
Joe, what's going on?
How's it going, Mark?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting in.
I was going to ask you.
Still want to fire Frank Barton?
I never said to fire him.
Well, you were pushing him towards the door, weren't you?
Well, when you lose by 20 to Wofford, it's not exactly a great thing, but
looking better now.
I think it's a good little stretch here. I think we really need to beat LSU. I think that's a tall task, though. LSU's pretty good.
Let me just ask Joe, for playing devil's advocate before we get the NFL thing. I'll give you time. I initiated this conversation. If you were to move away from Frank Martin, who would you want who would be a better coach that's really attainable at South Carolina?
The only person that comes to mind is Greg Marshall. I mean, that's the only one.
But is he attainable? I mean, he's turned down lots of...
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think, we have an idiot for an AD, so, I don't think this matters anyway, so...
All right, so go to the...
I don't think Frank Martin should be fired at all, but...
There you go.
Stidham... At times you're like, oh my gosh, he's amazing, but then his intermediate throws is just terrible. What do you think of Stidham? I mean, his arm strength is incredible, but I mean, I don't know what to think about him.
I think his arm strength is good. I'm not going to incredible. I don't think it's that. I think he's a decent athlete, not a plus athlete. He's a decent athlete. He has struggled with pressure his whole career. Not that other quarterbacks don't. When you see him at his best, like a lot of other guys, he looks very good. He looks the part. When you see him at his worst, you think, this guy will never take an NFL snap. So, you have to figure out what the truth is. Can he be more consistent? Can you get the best out of him? And I think that's in question. I mean, right now, I think he's potentially a top 100 pick, but I have not viewed him as this first round caliber guy as so many have viewed him as. I just don't think his play. I thought his play this year was disappointing. Now again, the one thing I will say in his defense is fundamentally the last 2 years that offensive line has been terrible, and you have to consider that. You have to evaluate. You have to break down every play. You have to watch how he was pressured, how he handled it. Was it too much? I mean, was it a situation that nobody could have succeeded in? And I think if you evaluate it play by play, you might come to that conclusion. Because, again, I think that offensive line for 2 years has been terrible. You had one really good player 2 years ago, and this year it was just, meh.
Well, Tennessee, I mean, they were okay on the front four. They weren't stellar. They ran them to the ground in that game. But one last thing is this,
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
A lot better.
And that's what I'm saying. So that you have to take that into account when you're evaluating him from an NFL standpoint. How does he look in a clean pocket? How does he handle pressure? But also, did he have a chance? Did he really have a chance there? And I could show you a lot of games on film where the answer would probably be no, where he really didn't have a chance. So there are occasions he's held the ball too long, especially early on. A couple years ago when he faced Clemson, he held the ball too long. But he was also under incredible duress in that game. It was another example of the Auburn offensive line just not getting it done.
Well, I'd take him over Finley out of NC State. But my last thing is this. Is the SEC much better in basketball? Is this just a one-time thing? Or is this a thing where we could expect going forward? I think it might be something we should expect going forward, with Tennessee becoming as good as they are, the West teams. I mean, I think the league has dramatically changed. I mean, what is your opinion overall as far as the league itself? Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Well, you know, look, I think the SEC is probably a little better in basketball than everyone understands and a little worse in football than everyone understands. You know, we always want to separate leagues, and I frequently just think that there's just not much separation in these leagues. You'll never have more evidence than what we saw in the bowl season in football. And I think it's probably true in basketball. Whether Tennessee becomes a program that is sustainable, I think is in doubt. I think when your whole history says you're one thing, I'm not sure a single season or two seasons in a row of success proves that you're something else. I mean, it will depend on what happens when the stars of this team move on, and can they be replaced? Look, historically speaking, Rick Barnes has relied on experienced basketball teams. He wants his teams to look more like backyard wrestlers, and frequently his teams have looked like backyard wrestlers without enough talent to win. This team has that sort of build, but they have skills. They have ability. Whether that is sustainable, again, you know, beyond this year even, I think remains to be seen. I'm not ready to suggest that. I just don't think that the history of that program says that. I mean, that program has had times and moments of success. You know, they had the Bernie and Ernie show at one point, Bernard King and Ernie Grunfeld. I mean, they've had times where they've had success, but it hasn't been sustained success. Can Rick Barnes give them sustained success? Will Rick Barnes even stay there long enough for that? You know, these are all questions I would have. We'll take a quick break. You want to get in, 654-7627. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Look, Joe's the best Italian food anywhere. Trust me, go see him. You'll thank me later. It's your meal starts with the garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness. And then they serve it with the marinara sauce, which takes them 8 hours to make. That's the finest sauce, gravy, if you will, that I have ever tried in my life. You dip those garlic knots in that sauce, it is like you died and went to Italian food heaven. This is before your meal even begins. I mean, you can make a meal just of those. You could sit there and stuff your face for an hour with those, and you would leave perfectly contented. But the appetizers come, and it's the meatballs and marinara, or the pepperoni twist platter, or the meatball sliders, or a million other things. And then the entrees, the taste of Italy, a sampler platter, the lasagna, the chicken parm, another personal favorite. And then the pizza, which is award-winning. Actually, it's award-winning on an annual basis. And the desserts, which are all homemade except for the cheesecake, which comes to the Carnegie Deli in New York, and it's the finest cheesecake humanity has ever conceived of. It's all at Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Go see him. You'll thank me later. Walt up to the road rage. Quick break.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks. Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
The bus is on us. The Cat Bus is free to ride. It doesn't matter if you're a student, senior citizen, or an alumni in town for a game. You can take advantage of what the Cat Bus has to offer. like getting you in and out of downtown Clemson hassle-free for a bite to eat, some shopping, or saving you money instead of riding around looking for a place to park. Take a Cat Bus today to downtown Clemson for a bite to eat, or just doing some shopping with retailers and restaurants. Cat Bus. The bus is on us.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Some job boards make you sort through tons of the wrong resumes, which makes finding a great candidate like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's not smart. The smart way? ZipRecruiter. They actively find and invite qualified candidates to apply. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This can be pretty dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Walt up to the Road Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. Zach writes, watching the replay of Mecom auctions and listening to Deptula's Rage. Now, that's a good afternoon. You know, I've been doing that same thing. I love those Mecom auctions. That's a fact. I love them. I watch them live. I watch the replays. I need to get signed up. I mean, you get to see vehicles from all over the country. Love them. I know what channel they are on DirecTV. How about that, Ramona?
You must really.
Yeah, I do. Channel 220 is where I find them on DirecTV.
And heaven forbid if they move it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I don't like to be screwed with. You know what I mean? I like to know what I have and where I'm going to find it. And when you screw with me, that doesn't make me happy.
Well, you know that if you can't find something, all you got to do is ask Tim.
Yeah, ask Tim.
I got a text on the Healthcare text line I want to read.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for me to read it now?
Yeah, now would be good as opposed to like an hour from now since you initiated it. Yeah.
Okay, it says, me and my wife went to Joe's and had the chicken parmesan. It was fantastic. I love it. We go there every week now.
Ah, see?
Isn't that awesome?
See, it is. Thank you very much, Dexter. Hey, let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Doctor of Optometry, Paul Coppola, founded in 1996. Vision correction, contacts, lens dispensing, everything is guaranteed. Dr. Coppola, give your money back if it doesn't work for you. Custom frames and lenses, they make the lenses themselves. So they're quicker. They can often reuse your existing frame. Trust me, when you go see Dr. Coppola, you're going to know in 30 seconds, man, I found it. I finally found the guy who can help me. You know what you get at these big box stores? You get pre-programmed solutions. Those are corporate dictates they're pushing on you. That's not the way individualized eye care should be. It just isn't. There is none of that at Westminster Vision. Dr. Coppola along in conjunction with you, is making decisions that are in your best interest, not his. That's the way iCare should be. Trust me. Go see them. Three locations, the new location in Pendleton right across from the QT, 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, and 111 Retreat Street in Westminster. I'll give you the Clemson number. You can get the phone numbers for the other two locations from them so as not to confuse you with three phone numbers. 864-654-4141. 864-654-4141. You want in, you can get in now. South Carolina basketball last night. You know, so... Listen, I think when you look where Clemson is right now, I think maybe they've turned a corner. And what you're going to see is improved play from this point forward. I don't know if that means winning at Florida State. I mean, that's a tough place to win. It's just a really tough place to win. So I'm not counting on that. But I think beyond that, the schedule gets more manageable. And I think this team is going to play better basketball. I think they're capable of more than you've seen thus far. And again, it's so much of it, as I've said, comes down to Shelton Mitchell and how he plays in my mind and his health. And, you know, I've got multiple people on the text line who are agreeing with that position. I just think he's a key. How he feels is a key. And that's a hard question to answer moving forward. You know, I think he's going to be better when he has a little bit of time off. So, you know, along that line of thinking, even though he played, what did he play, 39 minutes, 38 minutes last night, whatever he played? Did he play all 40 minutes? I don't know. But I think at the very least, he should be pretty much good to go for Florida State, given the layoff here. We shall see. Regarding South Carolina, you know, this is what we do as fans, Ramona. All night long, I didn't get to watch the South Carolina game live. I had to watch it on watch the four letter network. Uh-huh. I watched it later. I watched it late night. Uh-huh. But I did watch it. And you know, but on my Twitter feed during the live action, all I'm seeing is people complaining about the officiating and blah, blah, blah. And then when South Carolina got down in the game in the second half, it was like, here we go again, another loss, move on, fire Frank Martin. We're back to that stuff. And South Carolina's not alone. Every fan base does this. We act like a basketball game or a football game is decided on a moment-by-moment basis. You know, we're just disgusted. We hate everything. This is how it went. This is what it was like on my Twitter page from South Carolina people last night. It was, this is terrible. We can't get a call. We're getting hosed. You know, here we go. We're going to lose again. You know, so much for playing better, Frank Martin. And then at the end when they win, it's like, oh, this is great. We're still winning. No. You know, relax yourselves.
This is all during the game?
Yeah, this is what... This
you can't
is not,
even wait till the game's over and, to see.
But just to be clear, this is not just South Carolina. This is Clemson fans. This is everybody. Everybody does this. Read any message board that is going on during a live game, and people say the most asinine, ridiculous things that invariably come back to bite them later on.
They wait till the outcome and then decide whether they're upset.
Because we all think a game is over in 10 minutes because one team leads. It's the way it is. Not in anything. You know, it's just not the way it works. So slow down because you're playing better. You're playing better. You're playing much better. And so when you look at South Carolina's game last night, and again, I did watch it very late last night or very early this morning or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, Silva's playing better. Bryant is playing well. Gravett is like instant offense and energy off of the bench. Hase is just, you know, he's just a guy who makes positive impact plays. You know, he's a big sort of a mountain of a guy. You know, not super athletic, but he keeps balls alive. He tips balls. He gets you second possessions. He'll get to the free throw line at times. He'll knock down his free throws. He's an important factor. But I thought that this was a big win. I mean, it continued South Carolina's momentum, now 4-0 in league. Vandy desperately needed a home win, the Fighting Homer Drews, and they did not get it. I thought there were a number of tipping points. One of the tipping points was with a minute 35 left and South Carolina down 5, Lee stuffs Gravett, and Gravett falls to the ground, and Lee stands over him and is running his mouth at him. Needless to say, he immediately got teed up. You know, listen, you know, look, I get you're excited. I get you make a play, but you have to be smarter than that, particularly if you're at Vanderbilt, and you have to have some idea about sportsmanship and what you can and can't get away with. And it's just a selfish play, man. Lee, your play, his play probably cost Vanderbilt the game because they're up 5 with a minute 35 left. And what it did is it sent Gravett to the line for 2 free throws, and then they get the ball back. And I think it was Gravett then who hit that corner 3, if I remember right, because I don't see that in my notes. Although, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Here, Gravett hits corner 3. So you went from being down 5 to suddenly you're tied. And now it's a new game. So instead of just making the block and continue to play, Lee stands over Gravett, running his mouth. He gets teed up, and that's the big moment in the game. But South Carolina was down double digits or so late in that game and made a couple of runs. Vandy was just holding them off, and it was sort of going back and forth. It was really the last 7 or 8 minutes. It was really like a 5-6-7-point game. And, you know, Vandy trying to hold them off. And then when the lead play occurred, I thought that changed the game. But listen, Bryant is playing really well. He started out league play a little slowly, but he has picked it up. He was great last night, and Lawson. Well, actually, and I think he missed some free throws, but Lawson is a guy who started out slow in league and really came on last night. Lawson gives you that long body, and he's capable of getting into the paint and creating his own. And I think he had like 24, 23 last night. And Gravett, I love, because Gravett coming off the bench is the energizer bunny. He's a guy who comes in off the bench. He can really shoot the ball. He has a very quick release, and you can't leave him alone. And he's looking to affect the game with his scoring as soon as he comes in. And this is a different looking basketball team than it was a few weeks ago. It's just a different looking team. And all you need to do from this point on is just keep playing well. You know, yeah, you didn't play well in the OOC, but I think if you continue to play well in league, then I think you have a shot at the NCAA tournament. I mean, I just think you have to keep taking care of business. You can't, you know, you're not going to be able to afford slides where you lose 4 games in a row. You're not going to be able to do that. You're going to have a productive winning record in league, which you're off to. You're off to. And, you know, right now, the way this team is playing right now, this looks like one of the better teams in the SEC. Forget what they were before. With the impact of Lawson and the way he's playing and Gravett and Silva and all these guys, Brian, even the contribution that Hase gives you, it's a good-looking team right now. It's a good-looking team, and last night was a really big win. But again, there are always moments in games. There are big moments in games that tilt things one way or another. And would Vandy have held off South Carolina? I'm not sure, but in all likelihood, they would have before Lee gets called for the tech for taunting Gravett as he stood right over him. I mean, right in front of the officials, he stuffed them. Gravett fell to the floor. And Lee moved forward. Gravett's laying out of bounds. And Lee moved forward, standing right over him, just mouthing off to him. And the officials are not going to let you get away with that. And they didn't. And that resulted in a 5-point swing and essentially a tie game. And I think it ultimately tipped the game in Carolina's favor. But regardless of how you get there, it's a big win. And Carolina is playing a much better brand of basketball than they were playing early in the season. Carolina James, how are you?
Hey there, Walt. Thanks for getting me in here. Real quick, I just want to say I'm not going to complain that South Carolina's winning now. I don't know how we're doing it. I don't know what we're doing different than we were. A couple bad losses, Michigan, Virginia. Whatever's the case, I'll take the wins however we can get them. I won't complain, so I'm happy about that. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Patriots and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. You said you were going to talk a little bit about that later. So, overall, what's your thoughts? Who do you have winning? Are the Chiefs going to win? Are the Patriots going to win? Besides that, just have a great afternoon, and I'll take your comments off the air.
Well, thank you, James. I appreciate it. Yeah, now I'm going to get into a full breakdown of both playoff games. We're going to cover them in depth. We'll break them down every which way. So that's coming. So just be patient. I'm going to get to that. Let me tell you about South Carolina DMV. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic, commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today to avoid longer lines in the future. Look, I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, two proofs of my address. That's all you need. You can avoid all the headaches and all the hassles and problems later. Trust me, do it. You'll thank me later. Also, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. You know, the Reese family's been doing donuts right since the 60s. Imagine that. They're the home. Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme for the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. That is the greatest donut humanity has ever conceived of. I mean, think about it conceptually. We merge cheesecake and donuts. How could it be anything but great? And then from Ramona's standpoint, they merged Oreo cookies and donuts. And to Ramona, that resulted in the greatest donut of all time. And then my second favorite is probably the Reese's Pieces donut. Although, I'm pretty positive that I will like the Reese's Outrageous Donut even more than the Reese's Pieces Donut. I haven't had that yet.
Peanut Donut is wonderful, too.
But the Reese's Outrageous Donut, my understanding is that's a chocolate donut, chocolate glazed donut with all the same Reese's treatments. So I'm all about trying that. Listen, go see the Reese family for all your fundraising needs. What better way to raise money than Krispy Kreme donuts? Call them, tell them I sent you. That's how it works. They will hook you up. Anderson Spartanburg, Krispy Kreme. Quick break. We'll be back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
At Spanx, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. You've got to brush your shoes, tie your teeth, get the dog to school, and kids to the vet. You know what we mean. And we'll help you get going a little easier this winter. Swing by your neighborhood Spanx for a cup of our specialty coffee blends and a real southern fried chicken biscuit or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. We call those hand warmers you can eat.
Spanx, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plotter. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Northland does internet. So all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected.